Masechtas Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnayos are discussing the halachas of Erev Chatzeres, merging houses within a chatzer to permit them, within a courtyard to permit them to carry from the houses to the courtyard. Generally, they would be Aser Midrabanan. It's forbidden because since there's multiple people that have ownership in the courtyard, it looks like a public domain. And going from the houses to the courtyard is private to what looks like public, unless they do Erev Chatzeres. The previous Mishnah mentioned that if there's a non-Jew in the courtyard that has a house in the courtyard, he'll restrict the others from carrying there. Mishnah Beis contrasts a Tzeduki. The Tzedukim were people that only believed in Teresh Shavikzav. They didn't believe in the Chachamim and Teresh Baal Peh. There's a difference of opinion if they have the same status as the non-Jew mentioned in the previous Mishnah regarding Erev Chatzeres, that they'll restrict other Yidden from carrying in that Chatzer, or are they like other Yidden, that there are leniencies when it comes to a Jew that's not included in the Erev Chatzeres? On Shabbos, he has the ability to abandon his rights in the courtyard to the other people, and in doing so, it would allow the other people to carry based on the Erev that the other people made. By a non-Jew, this abandoning of rights does not work. On Shabbos, you have to actually rent the courtyards, the rights to the courtyard from the non-Jew who lives there, in order that the Jews should be able to carry with their Erev Chatzeres. So Mishnah Beis, the Rav brings that the Gemara says the Mishnah is actually missing a line. It's Chasuri Mechzera, and it's supposed to begin with a line that starts off that Tzeduki Harayu Ka'akam. The Tanakhama of this Mishnah, the Chachamim hold that a Tzeduki is the same thing as the non-Jew regarding Erev Chatzeres. The non-Jew mentioned in the previous Mishnah that he restricts the Jews from carrying. And Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Einei Ka'akam, Rabbi Gamliel says that he's not like a non-Jew, rather he's like a Jew, and he's able to abandon his rights and on Shabbos, and it would permit the other people, the Jews, to carry with their Erev Chatzeres. And then the mission flows into a story. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, Maisa v'tzeduki echad. There one time happened with a certain tzeduki. Rabbi Gamliel is bringing the story to as proof to this halacha that the tzeduki is comparable to a Jew that was not included in the Erev. There was a tzeduki once, Shehayadar imanu b'mavi b'Yerushalayim. He was living with us in a mavi, in an alleyway in Yerushalayim. V'amar lanu abba. And my father told us, this is Rabbi Gamliel's father, who was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He said, "Maru v'haitziu es hakelim l'mavi, hurry up and take your utensils out to the mavi, ad shel yitzi v'yaser aleichem, before the tzeduki carries something out to the chatzer, and he will then forbid you." And the explanation of what's going on in this case is, it's talking about a case where it's on, according to Rabbi Gamliel's understanding of the story, it was on Shabbos, and the tzeduki, he abandoned his rights to the mavoi, or to the chatzer, which would allow the other people that made an heir of chatzeres, or a sheet of mavois, which is an heir that allows them to carry into the mavoi, the alleyway. The tzeduki abandoned his rights, which would allow the other people to carry. However, if he would afterwards carry his possessions into the chatzer, into the mavi, he would then show that he's no longer abandoning his rights, and he's using the space of the courtyard or the alleyway for his own utensils. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, quickly take use of the carrying while you're able to, before he takes back the rights to his courtyard or to the mavi. While he's abandoning his rights, quickly take use and take out whatever you need. And according to this, it's clear that he's like a Jew, that he has the ability to abandon his rights, as opposed to a non-Jew, where you would need to rent the non-Jew's rights in the courtyard or in the mavi in order to exclude him and permit the Jews from carrying with their erif. Rabbi Yehuda says, Belashon Acher, really was a different version of what happened in the story with the Tzeduki. That really, Rabbi Gamliel's father said, "Maru v'asu tzarchechem b'mavi, quickly take care of all the needs that you need to take care of in the mavi, ad shel yitzi v'yaser aleichem, before the tzeduki, before Shabbos is going to start, and the tzeduki is going to forbid you from carrying in the mavi." According to Yehuda's version of the story, Rabbi Gamliel's father said this before Shabbos, not on Shabbos, and he was saying before Shabbos, quickly take care of whatever you need to take care of in the Mavoi, because as soon as Shabbos comes, the presence of the Tzeduki is going to restrict you no matter what, and he won't be able to abandon his rights. It's not going to help because he has status of a non-Jew for this halacha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of the story, it was actually the opposite, that it was clear that Rabbi Gamliel's father held that the Tzeduki was similar to a non-Jew regarding the halachas of Erev Chatzeres. Mishnah Gimel. Anshei Chatzer Sheshachach Echa Me'em V'lo Erev. If there are people in the Chatzer that they forgot about, one of the Jews in the Chatzer forgot to join the Erev. He didn't give bread. All the different houses would give bread together, and they would put it in one house. They would all merge and make as if their residence is in the one house that has the bread from all the different houses. And when they all reside in one house, the chatzer, the courtyard, is considered servicing one ownership, not multiple ownerships, and then it's a private to private, and it doesn't resemble public domain. But they forgot to include one person in the Erev. So, Beisei Aser Melahachnas and Melahaitzi Loi Vilahem. His house, that one person that they forgot, his house is forbidden for any of the members of this courtyard and the house as well to carry from his house to the courtyard. That's forbidden because they're separate domains. It's talking about a case over here where that person abandoned his rights to the chatzer, and it permits the other people to carry, but from his house to the chatzer, they're separate domains and they can't be carried. V'shalahem mutarim loy v'lahem, but the other people's houses are permitted for him and for the other residents of the courtyard to carry between the other people's houses in the courtyard. The other people could do it because they're part of the Erev. And this fellow that's not part of the Erev, he doesn't restrict them because he abandoned his rights. And even this fellow can carry in and out of their houses because he's acting as a guest. He's an individual guest that comes, and a guest that comes can rely on their Erev Chatzeris to go in and out of their houses. Nasnulai Rishusan, if the opposite happens, where all the other people in the Chatzer, they abandon their rights to the individual who did not join the Erev, then Hu Mutter, he is permitted to carry from his house to the courtyard, because once everyone else abandons their rights to him, so now he's the only one that has the rights to use the courtyard, and he's going from private to private, from his house to the courtyard. Vehena Surin, but they're all forbidden because they can't go from their houses. Their house is not considered the same domain as the courtyard, which they abandon their rights to. And they all cannot use his house and carry from his house to the courtyard because so many people can't be considered a guest of one person. And if they would do so, it would show that they're actually reclaiming their rights to the courtyard, and then it would forbid the individual from carrying in the courtyard. Hayushnayim, if there were two residents who forgot to join in the Erev, so then Aisrim Zalza is going to be more stringent. They're going to forbid each other from carrying, even if they would relinquish their rights to the rest of the courtyard and permit the other people from carrying, permit the other people to carry within from their houses to the courtyard. But these two people are always going to be restricted as two people that did not partake in the Erev. She'echad neisen rishus b'neitel rishus, because one person who forgot to, if there's only one person that forgot to join in the Erev, he not only can give permission, abandon his rights, and give permission to the others to carry, he can also get permission as a guest of others to carry from the other people's houses to the chatzer. But shnayim, when there's two people that forgot to join the Erev, only nice and rishus, they can only give other people permission to carry the rest of the people in the chatzer by abandoning their rights. Ve'ein neitel rishus, but they cannot get permission to the rights to carry from the other people's houses. These two people will restrict each other from carrying no matter what in this chatzer.